Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Jonathan has just had a near-miss encounter with his father, King Saul. The king, in his anger, threw the spear at his son because he wanted David dead. Now, Jonathan was faced with a decision. Choose his father or the life of his best friend. Which will he choose? In the morning, Jonathan went out to the archery practice field to send a message to David. He took a young boy with him to fetch the arrows. When he arrived at the field, he instructed the boy to start running and to fetch the arrow he was about to shoot. He raised his bow and let the arrow fly well beyond where the boy was as a signal to David, who was watching. The boy stopped. No, boy! It's well beyond you. Fetch it and run back. Well, the young boy found the arrow and returned it to Jonathan, and he knew nothing about David hiding in the field watching them. Jonathan gave his weapons to the boy and instructed him to return home. When the boy had gone, David rose from his hiding spot. He met Jonathan in the center of the field, bowed down 3 times to Jonathan. Afterwards, they hugged and wept as they made vows to each other never to abandon their friendship. David, my closest friend, go in safety. Insomuch we've sworn to each other in the name of the Lord, saying, the Lord will be between you and I, and between my descendants and your descendants forever. Go with the favor of the Lord. Jonathan returned to the city, knowing that he might not see David again. David was now on the run from King Saul. David is now a man on the run, yet he has been anointed king over God's people. As the story plays out, you will see that David has no intention of striking out against King Saul, even though the king intends to see him quite dead. He is now a man on the run. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.